The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a parsha or an entire sefer, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Okay, today's chabura is really to discuss seven halacha lamaisa yonim, which is negate to the Yom Tov Shavuos. So we'll start at the beginning, and we'll get, I guess, get four minutes of Hara, and we'll see how far we get. Okay, it's bevus that one of the minhagim of Shavuos is to go ahead and to eat milchiks on Shavuos. And in the Kama time was that, but the three basic time which I brought, that are more brings, that have noyig in Mekama Mekremes Lechol Macholei Cholob Yeh Mishin Shal Shavuos. It seems that the meaning according to the Ramos only on the first day of Shavuos. The nearly at time, do kimeya shnei tavshilon shleikim lo pesach zecher le pesach zecher le chagiga, kein oichle mecholei cholo v'akach mecholei basar, v'tshichim lohavi imohem beiz lechem, ala shulchan shubimokim ha-mizbeach, v'yeish b'zeh zichro in the shtei ha-lechem, tshoy me'akriv v'yeh me'akipur. They used to bring shtei ha-lechem, the mizbeach in the shulchan, v'yeh me'abikur. So they used to have the shtei lechem, and they used to bring on the mizbeach, which is sankrat. They didn't actually bring it to the mizbeach, the shtei lechem, right? Because the shtei lechem didn't actually go on the mizbeach, but akupanim, the shulchan was like mizbeach, so you bring shtei lechem to the suda, and the pshat is that you can just put two shtei lechem on the table. But to yizechel shtei lechem, you have to mechuyev kilu in the shtei lechem, like they were mechuyev in the shtei lechem. But meila, that's the first time which is brought in the Ramah, why to go ahead and eat milchiks on Shavuos. The because they want some milk, they have to bring a different name with fleishiks. You have to switch your bread in the middle. You don't eat the same bread with milk and fleishiks. So by switching in the middle of your meal from milk to fleishiks, right, you need two loaves. One to eat with your milk, and one to eat with your fleishiks. Right. I was going to tell us this later on, but l'chayr according to the tam of the Ramah, two things come out. First of all, l'chayr has to be teichasuda. You cannot yoytz if you go ahead and you eat your milchiks by kiddush after shachris in the morning. Right? And the Lashon of the Ramah of B'yem Rishayim Shal Shavuos is Mashma, the Iker Mitzvah is by the Day Suda. Right? The Iker Mitzvah is by the Day Suda. Because it's by the Day Suda, the Hakrovas and Karbonis were Dafka B'yem, and since Hakrovas and Karbonis were Dafka B'yem, so it's Dafka by the Day Suda where there would be Mechalik, the Suda between Milchiks and Fleishiks. And if you look at the Darkei Tshuva, it seems that was Taka the Minik. And the Minoyigim of Pir Ramah would split the Day Suda, the first day of Shavuos, to go ahead and into two Sudas. Because in order to be Yaitse, the Tam of the Ramah, you have to go ahead and eat Dafka B'yayim L'chayr, and you have to also eat L'chayr Toich a Sudas Pas. That's famous in Mishnah Berurah's Tam. Mishnah Berurah says that, that when Klai Yisrael stood in Harsinai the Mekabel Teir, and he says in parentheses because be'esara hadibris nisgal lehem kol Teir Kula, which is a chiddush, because partially you learned that they didn't know kol Teir Kula. They called that the Teir was given to them chelak as Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Harsinai with another mitzvah. They knew the mitzvahs. They could say when they walked down from Harsinai, where all they really heard from HaKadosh Baruch was a neichiv la'yilcha, to say that they already knew all tayag mitzvahs and all four chelkei shulchan aruch, and they knew mamish gans hilchas shchita and gans hilchas everything that they. They gleich knew already Ganselchus Kashos, they knew that Boschol was also and had a chef and everything, is Malish the big Kiddush. So the Mishavur Bavar is a Kiddush, has a parenthesis. Kiyasaris, there was Nisgal Lehem Kol Chelke Atera, when it's called from Sadi going, Shavasaris, there was Kula Kol Atera. The kids that came down from Mount Sinai, and they're not eat. Because they found out that they had to, if you want to eat meat, you have to go Shecht. And your Kalim were all traith. And you need a Chana Rabba, Lishchit, Pesach, and Boduk, Kashasiv Hashem, and Nakahut, Echela, Vadam, Lhadiach, Lemloyach, Lavashim, Kalim, Chadoshim, because they're all Kalim were traith, right? So the kids, therefore, they're not eating except for a little bit of milchiks, right? So they ate milchiks. So as a Zecha, when we Zecha to that, we go ahead and we eat milchiks.
Why would you want to
Zecha? What? Oh, so the way I always understood was, it's like a false Tayyar Mechadosh, right? I think everyone says that, you know, all the the Sifrei, which I don't know Kabbalah, but Sarah Pika, everyone brings down Pika Balo. He hearing it says there was in Shul Shavuos morning, you're supposed to mamish feel like you're standing by a Sidei in Mekabla Tayyar Mechadash. So a chelik of the Kehu Atzma Yatzim Mitzrayim is you walk into your house and all you find is cheese blitzes, right? Because cheese blitzes don't need a lot of achara. So you walk in and you eat the milchiks, and that's the zecher to this Indian. So l'chayir, if you go to Talmud or Ramah, so l'chayir you'd have to go ahead and eat dafka by day, and dafka when you come in, right? That's l'chayir the minute. The minute is to eat dafka by day, and to also you don't have to eat tachasuda necessarily, right? But I'll call upon him, it was very good, the Elam who eats milk for Kiddush, to go ahead and to walk in the door, and to go ahead and to eat the milchiks for Kiddush. That's the chayit would come out with the this time. Grad, there's another big ha'ara in this Mishnah Berurah, because we hold the B'Shabbos Netatar. So since B'Shabbos Netatar, you don't have to get so fancy that the only reason why they couldn't eat fleishiks was because they had to go ahead and be menaker, and they had to cook it, and they had to shecht to be menaker and make new kalim v'chulah, right? Even if we wouldn't take a chana around, you can't shecht on Shabbos, right? And, you could have made the town much, much simpler. Before the Mishkan. Right? So, what? With the bun, they put into cheese dip, not into meat. So, what? Why? Right. So Shaila is that the Torah was given on Shabbos. So somebody once told me.
David Tom is still there.
No. Well, yeah. What is so fancy for? Why did she bring the Shtel back to Tom? That because they came down from Har Sinai. And this that shell back in Hasidic that they come down Har Sinai. And they go Chanes. Yeah. So I got it once he has a shout to Shlazga. He told me that in the first print of the Kutei Halachos there are there's letters from Chafetz Chaim, Ha'aras on the Mishnah Berurah. And somebody asked the Chafetz Chaim, the Shaila, why he wrote this Tam. And the Chafetz Chaim over there wrote that he's mechavin that there's a sheet in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar which has be'erev Shabbos in the Torah. So Mela he wanted to write Lekulei Alma. Right? He wanted to write Lekulei Alma. So Mela he wrote. He wrote this Tam that. Chaldar Vador. I hear what you're saying. You're saying according to my vort, that has to be like a Kabbalah Satayim Mechadash. I hear. Maybe it's Shabbos Netayim is more grad. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that for being mazbet, the reason to go ahead and eat the milk and shrus is goofy because you have to feel like you were there and you come down, there's nothing to eat. Right? So that only, even though it's grad the Shabbos, that another minia. I hear what you're saying. The Lamaisa, the Svara, it's a much better Svara in why you need the Zecher. So you grad the third time.
So I think
the pshat is that.
Because
so I think the pshat is because Balte will be chuyiv in shteilachem. So the zecher is you're mechayiv in sof shteilachem. Right. That's the shteilachem zecher. I mean, he said shul zeilum is bech. Why is he kept the shteilachem on the table? You know. I'm just saying. Anyway, it's better when they're sitting on the side waiting. Because he came to Shelach and didn't go on his back. Anyway, so okay, there's a third time which the Magen Avraham brings, that he says that the 7 weeks of Sfira are Zumi L'Shuvah Nekiyim, V'Adov Yidua Shadam Nekar V'Nasa Cholov, and he says that Dam represents Din, and Cholov represents Rachamim. And therefore, we eat macholei cholov to remember this Indian of shivin akim of dam nekar v'nasa cholov. In order that we eat the cholov by shvuah to remind us that al yidei kabbalas ha'teira, the din which was mutal on mitzrayim, klal yisrael left mitzrayim, al yidei vaydezara was nishapach to amidas harachem. Zoi shteit in Morgan Avram. Al Kopanim, according to the Magen Avraham's Tam L'chaira, you can eat your milchiks at night, and also you don't have to eat a Techasuda. According to the Magen Avraham, right, you have both meals, right? According to the Ramah's Tam, you should eat your milchiks. According to the Mishnah Berurah's time, she eat b'yoyim lav daf techasuda, and what's negated to this dam nekanasachol. Whenever you're on Shavuos, you're doing good. You can maybe even argue they should go ahead and do it Yontif night. But that's the order of the Shas Rachim. That's when the Shavuot Kiyam are over and the Chol came out. Could be. With the Shaila, which the place can discuss, is how all this stems with Simchas Yontif. That's really the Shaila over here. How does all of this stem with Simchas Yontif and the Chiyuv to go ahead and to eat basar on Yontif? Oh, so the minig in Litton, the yeshivas apparently was to eat milchiks the first night Yontif. That was the minig, to eat milchiks the first night Yontif. Really, second night is the same as the first night Yontif because it was really only one day. And the mekir is the peiskim, which say that there's a whole peck of a peiskim. There's a mashari tshuva in Hilchos Yontif, and there's, if anyone knows exactly what simon is. Is a Shari Tshuva in Tovkuf Chav Tes, Sivkot and Beis, and is a Shari Tzi in Hilchos Chol Moed, Tovkuf Mem Vav, Sivkot and Tes Vav, which discusses Ba'arichos and Machlekes HaPaiskim, whether there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif Derayis on Yontif nights. The Gemara in Sochman Ayin Aleph Ki'ilu says, seems to say, the rational in the Gemara over there, that there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Yontif night. And the Shag Sari learns like that by Arichos, and the Tzarev Megill learns like that by Arichos. Al Kapanim, there's a whole peckle of place from holding no Simchas Yontif, on the first night of Yontif. Avel Rishon Shal Chag. The reason is because the Ikas Simchas Ma'at Beis Mitzvah Hayikayim was the Basar Shlom. The Gemara learns out from a Pasuk that you have to eat the Basar Shlom. You have to shecht the Basar Shlom on Yontif. The first night Yontif, it's not Shaykh to go ahead and shecht on Yontif. Because not Yontif, Erev Yontif. So in Meila, there could be no Simcha Deraisa on Erev Yontif. So therefore, it makes the first night Yontif a Sach Leichter. That's number one. And the other Taina Kenegad, the Simchas Yontif, is that there's a Be'er Locha in Hilchos Yontif, where the Be'er Locha is Meirich, that Bizman Azeh, it's not so Poshet as the Chiyah Deraisa to go ahead and to eat Basar Mechal on Yontif. Because Bizman Shein Beis Mikdash Kayim. So in Meila, it says Ein Simcha El B'yayim. So there's a Be'er Loch over here, the Be'er Loch says it's a mitzvah namuchar. It says, V'atrash e'em e'es mikdash kayim, en yeitzi dey chayu simcha el b'yayin, sh'nem e'y v'yayin l'samach v'av enish. Avol bosa e'en chayu v'lech l'achshav, kimin she'en lona bosa shlom. V'kal mokim mitzvah yeish gan kem achila z bosa kimin sh'nem e'r b'y simcha. V'amachabr shle, hizke bosa, ozul l'chitze v'yis yosef. Right? That, there's no chiv of bosa. So v'meila to go ahead and say, bosa l'em mitzvah namuvcher. And first night Yontif, no chiyuv the rice of Simcha, so that's gevor in this minig to go ahead and to eat the first night Yontif, milchiks. And it's already yidua, the Darkei Tshuva is very unhappy with this minig. The Darkei Tshuva in Simen Pei Tes, we talked about the waiting to the milchiks and fleishiks. He's mamish, he screams by Arichos that the whole thing's not muchach. He's talking about Simchas Yontif at night, and he pushes very, very hard that one should eat four sudas of fleishiks on Shavuos, and one should be yaitzeh the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, in the milchiks, with eating by Kiddush after Shul, right? Eating by Kiddush after Shul. As with being Masber, that only helps L'chaira according to the Talmud of Mishnah Berurah. According to the Ramah, you would have to go ahead, eating a whole Suda milchiks Yontif, that doesn't help you either. Right? But I'll call upon him, but the Zman L'chaira of the That'll help. According to the Mishnah Berurah's time, it's very geshmak. You walk in the door from the shul from the Aseres Dibros, and all you find is milchiks. So mela that would be a psakim of this minik. Now I still brought down a very geshmak of sas emes, which is really the what Mordechai pointed out, and that is that the sas emes tainas that there's no chiv to go ahead and eat basar every single minute of Yontif. The whole machleik is whether Simchas Yontif the first night Yontif or not. Tanya Tesfas Emerson Sukkah Memches is if I eat basa the first night Yontif, I'm mechuyev to go ahead and eat basa again the day of Yontif, right? But there's no, everyone's mask of Tanya Tesfas Emes. It's not two zmanim in Yontif. I have a mitzvah Simchas Yontif night and a mitzvah Simchas Yontif day, and it's two different mitzvahs. Right, everyone's masking. You don't eat basa every 10 minutes on Yontif, right? You eat basa once on Yontif. Without you, the kain Simchas Yontif. So male tithes are emes, but the day and the night are two different, are not two different units. The day and the night is only one unit. So since the day and the night are only one unit, So Mamela, the whole nafkamina, whether it's Mechanot of a night or not, is negated two things. It's negated whether for the Gabi Shar Simchas, if you go ahead and either make a Sudas Chasna Yontif night, whether it's the Aim Aram Simcha Simcha problem. That's one nafkamina. And the other nafkamina is, if I eat Basar Yontif night, do I have to go ahead and eat Basar again Yontif day? But L'chaira, to say that there's a Chiv to go ahead and eat Basar both Yontif day and Yontif night, time to start Sabbath, Mech Teis to say such a thing. It's not two different days of Yontif, it's the same day of Yontif. So Memela L'chaira, even Lefida Darka Tshuva's Tainus, that it's not Muchach that you don't eat Basar B'zman Hazeh, and it's not Muchach that there's no Simchas Yontif Alayla, L'chaira, according to Sfas Emes, right, you eat to my day, finish. There's no Chiv to go ahead and do it twice. Okay, that's the first thing I wanted to mention. The second thing I want to mention.
Yeah,
the Ikkas of Yontif by day. Because you should, if you're only going to eat once, you should eat by day. Because the coins are Basar by day, yeah. Because if case this night is not called Simcha, then I guess.
No, if there's a mitzvah Simchas Yontif, so then there's a mitzvah to have Simchas Yontif by the Sudas of Yontif. No, that's not what it is. Saying there are two, you're supposed to have a Sudas night and a Sudas day, right?
Why don't you start that first time? Okay, anyway, the next thing I want to mention is that one of the issues which come up on Shavuos, very basic milch issue, is that you have your oven going, at whatever it's going, at 250, and you want to heat up both your fleishik and my cholam and your milchik and my cholam, and the shaila is, what do you do with the oven? So, basically, just in a nutshell, to mention two points, l'chayr, there's only two ways that bleis transfer. One way, it's really a third way, but there's two basic ways of bleis transfer. Either bleis transfer because something spills, and if something spills, then there's a little bit of basar which now touches the chalav pot, or a little bit of chalav which touches the basar pot. That's the one way that bleis can transfer. The other way which bleis can transfer is through zeah, right? If you have something which has zeah, now officially things which are on liquid don't have zeah, but if you have something which has zeah, the zeah will come up, and if they're in the oven at the same time, it'll trafe it up just like that. And if they're not in the oven at the same time, so then it will go into the walls, and then when we put the second min in, and the zeh will come from that, it will pull out of the wolf, and that will be the plan of action, how to make a treif. So if you want to go ahead and use your oven for both milchiks and for fleishiks, so basically you have to avoid both of those problems. You have to avoid the negiah problem, and you also have to avoid the zeh problem. So basically, if you make sure that what you put into the oven, let's say the oven is fleishiks, right? You want to put some milchiks into the oven. So if you make sure that your milchiks is closed very, very tight, that there's absolutely no zeah, and you take it out, you cut some extra aluminum foil before yontif, put your milchiks down on aluminum foil. So therefore, even if any fleishiks spilled on the rack, so now you'll have shtei kalim neigim zubazu biyavesh, that the milchik keli is not touching the rack. So you've solved your negiah problem and you solved your zeah problem. So let's say a person's a fleishik oven, they want to heat up food, that's basically the eitzah. The eitzah is that you take some aluminum foil, throw it down on the rack, make sure the bottom of your milcha keli is clean. If you're not sure the bottom is clean, wrap it such as with another piece of foil. Make sure it's closed very, very tight. And that stops your zeah issue. And when you want to figure out whether you've been sahara not enough, don't open it up in the oven and pick it, right? Because then you're unwrapping you're defeating your purpose. Take it out and look at it and rewrap it very well. And put it back in. People, Kaseda, ask, are you allowed to kasher out the oven on Yontif? Either by turning the oven higher, if you have an oven that's allowed to be turned higher, and to broil it out, or to bake it out. Or, question number two is, can you, let's say, you're only chayish v'zeya, so let me take a pot of water, put it into my oven, let it sit there for an hour, and the zeya will kasher out my oven, and I'll be able to operate like that. So, the emes is like this. That you're not really allowed to kasher on Yontif something which does not have to be kashered and did not become treif on Yontif. So, l'chayr, the fact that most of our milchik and my cholm does not have zeya, and our oven usually only has burnt dirt, a little bit works against you. And the sfrat to the fact that you could cover things. So to go ahead and to turn up the fire to make it go on Yontif, l'chayr is a havar shleil tzerek Yontif, and to go and put cold water into the oven to let it oil boil out, l'chayr would also be a havar shleil tzerek Yontif. Now, if you have already pre-boiled water, so if you have already pre-boiled water, you know, from your urn, you want to put enough water in to zeya out your entire oven. That wouldn't be such a problem. And
it's
also
boiling when you take it out of the oven.
So you have to know what's called vushkal tzarka by water, right? Into the whole shayla. You put it into your shalat on Shabbos, you zichem into the oven and yantif. you make the potter from
your
no, it will boil up now. No, it will boil in the oven. No, if then you tell me if you take or water from your urn on Shabbos and put it to your shalms, which is going to make it from the heat of the urn to a boiling point. So then you zicha bit and you hold the whole not bishul the rice on Shabbos. So zicha not bishul yantif. But I'll call upon him. Now, if you have a thermostat in your oven, could you just make the fire go on longer? Is not a havara issue. If the way you get it to go 500, right? If it's on 250, and the way you're just turning off the thermostat when the oven's on, so could be it's not a havara issue. But I'll call upon him. You end up basically. The point is, you end up with all sorts of interesting shaylas, and therefore the etzah yutza is to make sure that you have shtei kelim megim zuba zuba yavesh, put a piece of aluminum foil under your blintzes or under your cheesecake, cover it tight. And don't check it out when it's in the oven, and that will solve your basic kashrus issues. Now, the next very important shvuah shaila is what bracha to make on cheesecake. Now, no, it's really a major issue. Now, really, there's a shita from Rav Meisha, which is printed in Igros Meisha, and I rather saw in the Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky sefer that he's hakam mechazik the shita. And then, basically, Rav Paiskim Nemon not like Ramesha. So we'll be mazed with the on a little bit, and then we'll get to the Machlek Sapaiskim. Really, the cheesecake is the Iker and Tafel Shaila, because the Mezainis on the bottom is Mezainis, and the cheese on top is a Shakel. And we all know the halacha is when you have an Iker and a Tafel, so then you go ahead and you Mvorach al Iker, and you put it to the Tafel. And the Shaila and the cheesecake will boil down to what is the Iker and what is the Tafel. Okay. So, just a brief lesson in Hilchas Ikar V'Tafel. There are four ways that something can become a Tafel. Right? Two of them are not Negeitas. The first one is not Negeitas is when something is there just because for a totally Zaytik reason, you're not interested in eating it Klal or Klal. That's the case of the Gemara, the Mishnah, you had that pasta, that Maliach, you had that super salty herring, and you took a little pasta, you ate it to push it to wash out your mouth. You're not interested in a klal u klal, and therefore has no chashivas klal u klal in your eyes, and therefore that's a tafel. Right? That would be maybe, Ramesh wants to be dama to that, a person who eats a ice cream cone without a sugar cone, I'm all good sight, and when not everything had to be sweet, so they had,
still
making?
Yeah.
Right. So you're just basically eating it just because it's there, right? If there's no chashivas in your eyes, klal klal. So that is a tafel. You don't make a bracha on it, even if it's pas, it's out the window. The fourth type of ikar and tafel, which is also not negated to us in this case, is if you eat apples and apple pits, even though apple pits are a dama and apples are ha'etz. So the apple pits will become a tafel. So the apple, it's more of a natural tafel because since it's a davar echad. Right, the pits may become tuffle to the apple, so that's why the Avishim made the world, that the pits are tuffle to the apple. If you eat a cucumber with a shell, you don't have to start declaring that what broccoli make on a cucumber shell, right? It's an automatic tuffle, it's a natural tuffle. Because everyone understands that when you go to Price Chopper, they sell your cucumbers, not cucumber shells, and that's the natural ikar tuffle. There's two other ikar tuffles, and that's what's negated us. One of them is what's called tavshel echad, that when something is called a tavshel echad, so then it only gets one bracha. There's one bracha per tavshel. The second ikar tafel is what we call a tafel hamalathis. You eat french fries and ketchup. Okay? Now, it's barer that you're only eating the ketchup because you're eating the french fries. Right? You never saw, and I should say never, but with Derek Klaw, you don't see a guy who pours himself a thing of ketchup, right? So, but you eat the ketchup because you're eating the french fries, but you want the ketchup. Right? You eat cereal and milk, right? You eat cereal and milk.
Peanut butter crackers.
What?
Fish
and crackers, peanut butter and crackers. So they have to know, right? So it's like cereal and milk, right? So you're only eating the milk because you're eating the cereal, right? Now, you might not eat the cereal if you don't have milk, right? But Lamaisa, you're only eating the cereal the milk because of the cereal. Now, there's two very important halachas they have to know here. Mm-hmm. Halacha number one, very important, is that in Tavshel Echad, if the Mezainis does a true function, it always becomes thicker. If it's there to give taste, it always becomes thicker. If it's there just to say you can hold it, or just to give style, like if there's no cake in the cheesecake, so it's a felt in the ganze chefts of cheesecake, because cheesecake has to have some crumbs on the bottom, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't be a cheesecake, it'd just be cheese. So if it's that's the metzias, so then it's not taisis mokum at all. And even in tavshel echad, you'll go with the rave. But normal, the halach in tavshel echad is you go with the rave. But if there's mezainis in tavshel echad, then you go with the mezainis. So again, in Tavshal Echad Halacha is, you go with the Rav, but if there's Mezainis, you go with the Mezainis, provided the Mezainis is there for a true function. If the Mezainis is not there for a true function, then you do not go with the Mezainis.
Soups are called Tavshal Echad?
Could be. Now, in a Tafel HaMeshamesh, so the Halacha is like this, that the Tafel HaMeshamesh, the Mezainis, will always get a bracha. In other words, normal, if you eat French fries and French fries with ketchup. Now you zichah would not eat the ketchup if you know the French fries. Right? And it's tafel hamashamish, not tafshal echad, because they're cooked separately. Not tafshal echad. But the halacha is that you don't make a bracha on the ketchup because it's mishamish the French fries, right? If the ketchup would be a mezainis, you'd have to make a mezainis. What? You have to know it's yitachin. That's the problem. That's the problem with the kedushin soup. Did it become tashlach or not? That's the problem. That's why I'm sure
it's
over.
Even if it is tashlach,
right. Yeah. No, if it did not, right. If it did not, the only way. No. You get two brachas. Right. You'll get two brachas. Slow. It gets to rough, right? And that's why you eat ice cream with sugar cones. You got to, even though the ice cream is clearly the ikar, right? But the cone is a tafel hamishamish, and since the cone is a tafel hamishamish and it's a mezainis, you make two rachas. Now the yisoidus dika hakira of that cheesecake is cheesecake a tavshal echad or not? So al pi the pasha to klolim, the mishabura seems to say that anything which is baked together is tavshal echad. And since anything which is baked together is tavshal echad, so therefore cheesecake, since the crust is baked with a thing, it becomes tavshal echad. So therefore, the halacha should be as follows. That if the crust is there to give taste, then finish. Then it's a mezainis. If the crust is there to hold it in shape, so then you would know. So then it would be a shahakam. Then it becomes a shahakal. Then it will become a shahakal. Ramesh's mechadish, a big chiddish, that in a tavshal echel, which has a mezainis, which is bottle, if you go out and you take a piece of mezainis, it's not a bracha bottle. It's not a bracha and shikha.
You make the mezainis.
You make the mezainis also. Right. But if you say it had davar, it would become a shahakal. Because it's tavshal echel. Okay. Now,
like an ice cream sandwich.
No, the ice cream is not tavshal echad because two. They're not cooked. Okay.
The fact that they're cooked together makes it.
It's one zach tavshal echad. So if your cheesecake has the crust for taste, then the cheesecake becomes a mezainis. If your cheesecake, if you have such a small amount of crust that the crust is there, either you should be able to grab it better, with a stickle tzarach in, because we grab our cheesecake with a spatula and we eat it with spoons, but the way I saw brought in other places. The way I saw people is that sometimes people put crust on the cheesecake because otherwise it wouldn't be a cheesecake.
So then it would be a
shahakal, and according to Ramesh, if you want, you could pull out the mezainis. So the typical cheesecake, if you look in Rabbi Badner's book and you look in Rabbi Lizzie will hanging. But you look in Rabbi first book, you look in Mezainis HaBracha, the typical cheesecake, according to the Daily Eretz Yisrael, is Mezainis. Unless you have very, very little bit of amount of crust. Okay? Would be a Mezainis. And Rabbi Feld in his book also names on the cheesecake is a Mezainis. Ramesha did not learn like that. Because Ramesha basically learned that anything which is layered is not really Tavshal Echad. And he also learned that the Mezainis will not, a layered mezainis will not take over the whole matzah. That's what Ramesh holds basically. That a layered mezainis, this is what we say, that in tavshal echad, it's kol sheyesh bo, it's only something which is mixed together. But something which is.
Doesn't matter how thick it is or anything?
it comes to a point where it's real. You know what I'm saying? Where even Ramesh is masking some things. But right, so Meikei Ramesh is masking some things. But Ramesh really holds, you should know, those thin potato knishes. I don't want to make a whole uprising in the sugya, but those potato knishes they sell in the cup.
The
hockey box, yeah? According to Ramesh, they should be tibrachas.
What about butzes?
Also depends how it depends how depends how yeah. I mean it depends, well, depends how much you stop. No, it depends on the
cheesecake. Cheesecake is always
so okay. So Ramesha holds that in a layered mezainis. Even if it's baked together, the way it's brought down is if you wouldn't go ahead and eat the mezainis, there's not enough mezainis there that you would take a piece of that mezainis lasava because you want to enjoy the mezainis. If mezainis is not thick enough that somebody would be interested in the mezainis by itself, then it's a shahakal. And if you want to make a mezainis, it's hamavar
lehis. Then what is the or is it?
It's probably not a tashlach technically. Hamavar lehis.
Your cheesecake is layered. Is it
Tavshalach with Ramesh
or not?
I'm chayshah that it's not. I'm chayshah that Ramesh understands more of Tavshalach and
Shamish.
It's Tavshalach and Shamish. I think that Ramesh is understanding it's a Tavshalach and Shamish, but the Mizrain is not really significant enough. The way I understand Ramesh is, because Ramesh held that regular schnitzel also you make a Mizrain. You make a shaka only, right? Ramesh held that when things are layered, then we deherit as what it really is. And when we deherit as what it really is, that becomes, and as we look at a piece of schnitzel, right? So Ramesha says, a piece of schnitzel is schnitzel, it's chicken. So therefore,
It's not mixed together.
Yeah, right, each pizza is certain by itself. So Ramesha deheres that it's not a tafshal echla that can only have one bracha. Ramesha deheres that the pshat is that it's to my cholim. And therefore it goes more into the inyan of tafel hamalafes. And since it goes more into the inyan of tafel hamalafes, so therefore the ikr will take over. But when it's not cooked together, so then, let's say you have a chveis, you have a sugar cone, so there, behechrich is tuminim. So behechrich, you have to go ahead and make two brachas. Masha'enkin over here, where it is baked together, so it is one zach. So what happens is that the shahakol takes over, because becomes the true ikr, so to say. Because he says, like said, Bagabi Schnitzel, Ramesha writes, the Bagabi Knishes, he says, that nobody who was hungry would take that thin layer of knishto for a snack. Nobody was hungry would go ahead and take the batter, the layering of the chicken for a snack. So therefore, the chicken is the ikker, and the potato is the ikker, and the chicken is the ikker, and that batter, even though it gives taste, and had a bit of taruvis, so it would be only a mezainis, right? That's the point. It's there for the taste. Right? It's there for the taste. And had it been the taruvis, it would make it into a mezainis. But since it's not the taruvis, and the chicken stands by itself, and the chicken is the chicken will stay the ikker. Right? There's no chiyuv to make a mezainis on the batter or on the outside, because it's, there's no chiyuv to go ahead and to make a bracha on it, because it's enough tavshal echel agabi that. But if you make a bracha, it's not a bracha vatal. That's what Ramesha holds. According to Ramesha, and according to Shlomo Zalman, and according to Rabbi Yashiv, and according to Rabbi Yaakov, and according to everybody else, it's a mezainis. So whatever. So that's the issue. First, you have to decide what bracha you're making on your cheesecake, right? If it's very very thin, everyone holds a shackle.
Well, it's mamish thick on top and on bottom.
According to Ramesha, if there's enough dough in it that somebody would be interested in the dough content for a snack, right?
A
layer of seven layer cake in the bottom, right? Then it's zichah mezainis. If it's so thin, that it's just there to that be chal and a shame cake to give it a little bit color, to give it a little bit like someone said, absorb the cheese, whatever. So then for sure. It's a shahakal. The problem is when it's there to give taste. When the tachlis of the crust is to provide a certain amount of taste, that's where it becomes the suffix, whether it gets a mezainis or a shahakal. What? What's it there for? No, if a grad gives taste, that's rayas that doesn't take over. The question is, what's there for? You have to know what's there for. Anyway, I just want to say one more zach. I just want to say one more very, very thing zach. after you decide what bracha rishayna to make on your cheesecake, right? And even if you want to go ahead and you want to maintain that it's a mezainis, let's say you want to go with a daily Eretz Yisrael, that the average cheesecake is a mezainis. But you have to know two very important things. That even though there's a machlokes by a piece of cake, whether the sugar and the cocoa and everything else is mistarif to the kazayas or not, right? But everybody agrees that in a layered item, it's not mistarif to the kazayas. So the bracha achrayna on cheesecake will be there chal by the pashas, and also it's not good for kiddush makom suda.
That piece of cake.
So that is the case.
Yeah,
it's academic about what
product.
Right,
that's the
contrary.
Because you might need a shock.
Take a drink.
Yeah.
You can't take a drink. You just
need a shock. If you need jelly beans.
It's a candy.
So you should tell Tom. So the eighth is you should tell Tom that he should take, you should get some jelly beans in the cup. And he should make a, make some, put some jelly beans. On every piece. And then you can take them. No, lay on top. And you'll be able to, you'll have everyone be.
And a little package.
Just to continue our Oros on Shuas, so the next issue becomes the brachas on Shavuos morning. So the first shayla which comes up is the shayla of Birchas HaTorah, that when one is learning the whole night, does one go ahead and make a new Birchas HaTorah in the morning? So the emes is, if you look at Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's machlekes ha-peiskim, what is the mechayiv of a new birchas ha-Torah? Is a new birchas ha-Torah, this way we make birchas ha-Torah every single morning, what is the mechayiv? Is the mechayiv that the hefsek of Shina, that Shina blives the hefsek hadas in the mitzvah, and therefore that's what's mechayiv the new bracha? Or is what's mechayiv the new bracha the new day? The same way we make all birchas shachar every day, regardless of whether one slept or not. So over here, it would be the new day, which is mechayev, the new birchas atayr. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that since it's a suffik, so therefore, be suffik, one should not make a bracha in the morning. However, he says that it's odif to go ahead and to hear the bracha from somebody else. Now, l'chayra, one should be ma'ir over here, that Mishnah Berurah really passed earlier that Safik Birchas HaTorah is L'Chumra. That since Birchas HaTorah is D'Oraisa, Safik Birchas HaTorah is L'Chumra. Since Birchas HaTorah is L'Chumra, so how come over here you don't have to go ahead and be Machrim Yisafik and make a Bracha? So L'Chari the Pshat is that this, when you say Safik Birchas HaTorah is L'Chumra, is only if it's a person had a true Hetzach Hadas. However, in such a case where over here the whole Mechayiv is a regular Chilchas Birchas HaShachar, so if you're talking to say that Mishnah Berurah understood that that's Zich only the Rabbanan, and since that's Zich only the Rabbanan, so one would say Safik the Rabbanan Lekula on that type of Birchas HaTorah. Now, I saw in the Shmuel Kamenetsky book that he says that one should better learn only Behirah after Alayis HaShachar, which the Chari is not like the Mishnah Berurah, which is a little bit difficult to understand what's wrong with saying Safik Derabbanan Lekula, like the Mishnah Berurah says, about his Cheshit Safik Deraisa, and therefore he wants you to go ahead and to be made the Safik learning Behirah. But the Chari, there's two problems with learning Behirah. One problem with learning Behirah is that it's not so practical, because people learn better than learning the Harusa, they learn B'dibur. And also, according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and others, you're not Yaitza Talmud Torah with here when you could be mitzi dvar mi piv. So memela lachaira, it would seem that it's better to keep on learning b'semach on the shabura suffer brachas lakal, and until the time when one can get somebody else to go ahead and be mitzi you. Gradim brisk at the minig is right over leis hashachar. Someone comes in as mitzi the evil brachas atayra, but again it's a shtickel tzarachian because there's so many differences in manum for alois, which is not really our sugya right now, but there's so many different zmanim for alayis, it's hard to go ahead and teach exactly when alayis is, when you should go ahead and, when you should go ahead and make these, birchas atayra. Now, what could even be a more chomer digger shayla is, that it's bavust, which brings from Kiv Eger, that even though the halacha is that someone who sleeps a shinas keva b'yayim is not mechuyiv to make birchas atayah, Mishnah Berurah says havarach lehifsed, but lemaisa la halacha was not mechuyiv to make birchas atayah. Rabbi Kiv Eger says that if somebody slept during the day and then they stayed up a whole night, so when it comes the morning, then mechuyiv birchas atayah monoshach. If you go to al hesach hadas, so the hesach hadas of shinas hayayim is mechayiv, and if you go to al the yayim is mechayiv. That's the psak of Kiv Eger that Monashach you are mechuyev to go ahead and to make birchas l'tayir in the morning. Now, the Emma says that one l'chayir can be shtikum a fakvek and every kveger, because it's not a true sveksveka, because if you only sleep during the day, so then you don't make a birchas l'tayir dafka, it's only a havarach l'hifsid. So according to the place of old shinas yayim is not a hefsik, so l'chayir according to those who shayim, you don't have a chayiv birchas l'tayir, shinas yayim is not a chayiv, and then the new yayim is not a chayiv. So it's a little bit difficult to understand how, why Rikki Vega says that the kuli alvi can go ahead and make a bracha. And Emma says that they say the Bishka Rav was ordering a fact check on this, but he said, kvar hayir zaken, okay, it sounds like that, brings la halacha, so one can definitely go ahead and make a new birchas l'tayir in the morning. Now, this person is going to have l'chayra a real problem, because he's going to have a if he's chayv l'kol yalma, so l'chayra gleich when aleis hashachar comes, he should go ahead and he should make the birchas l'tayra, and he should not wait until the person is being moitzi the oilam in shul. And for this person to go ahead and to learn before birchas l'tayra is also l'chayra a little bit more problematic in halacha. Now, the emes is when I'm asked, I tell everybody that even if you slept during the day, it's more kedai to have in mind by avos oilam to pati birchas l'tayir. It's a chosh v'zach, like learning shavuos night. You don't want to do it without birchas l'tayir. So according to the sheet that hold, that if you sleep a sheet that's keva b'yoyim, yichayiv birchas l'tayir. So it's kedai to pati with avos oilam by ma'ariv. There's one cheat which holds you can't be it's avos oilam stafka for rabba and stafka the bracha by shakras, not by ma'ariv. But al kaponim kipshuta you could be yetsa yechiv a birchas l'tayir with avos oilam. So l'chayyur anyway it's kedai to go ahead and to mechavin with avos oilam to be yetsa yimitzah birchas l'tayir. And the other maila of that plan of being mechavin with avos oilam to go ahead and be yetsa yibirchas l'tayir is that when it comes to the morning, you're back into the Mishnah Berurah Safek of Mvarach Lehifsid, of Safek Rabbanon Lekula, so you can keep on learning until the person goes up and makes brachas, and you don't have to worry, try to figure out which Zman is the correct Zman for Alayis HaShachar. Now, the next point I wanted to make, the Lakayim Shalman Amar Vashena, so over there, the halacha is that L'chadchila one should be Yaitse from somebody else. But l'mayis, if one cannot find somebody else, one can be samech and make the bracha by themselves. The mashmos, the mishabura is that he's only being chayshish for the ones who hold that you can't make the bracha in the morning, al tzivay shel elam, and I believe the kavachayim and the other achrayim paskin klar, you can make the bracha. So memela l'halacha, if someone cannot find someone to make him, he should go ahead and make the bracha by himself. L'kayin shalom avishen, avad l'chadchila, one should try very hard to find somebody to be mitzi him. Now I saw again the Shmuel say for a very big chiddush. The Shmuel says that if someone sleeps during the day, he can go ahead and make an alakai neshama memanoshach by himself. And you have to look in the Mishnah Berurah. It's in Chelik Beis. Towards the end of Chelik Beis by Tfilas before I put Tfilas Mincha. And there are four shayim always ma'ir in the Shmuel Sefer that l'chayr is not the mashmois. Mashmois, it says of the eloshin, you don't make alakai neshama. It's not because that the suffix whether you make it or not, and therefore the suffix can be starved to the other suffix or a sex faker. But it sounds more than the word masakin, a klal for shinas yayim, and shtikal tzarachi, and that's where four shayim paskins that one should not be seimach on this shtikal, this manoshach. But l'maisa, once again, l'maisa, you stay up all night, thus alein, if one is stuck, one can be samech on the paiskim who are mekel. There's another very big shaila exactly when is Misha Yake, when one can make a bracha on their talus. This that they do in a lot of shuls an hour before nets is really very shver. Zach Yaakov held that up until it's 30th, like 36 minutes before nets, it's not kedai to go ahead and make a bracha on tzitzis. Ramesha said 35 to 40 minutes. Andra said even 45 minutes. But you can go outside yourself and you can experiment. Shaila is that, you know, if you're dying with secret during the week, it's not so hard. You can go ahead and be machmir like a Yaakov. But 36 minutes before the Shkia, 35-40, like Ramesha said. But Shavuos morning, you have to Pesukah v'Zimra, it's a little bit difficult. So, and the Felder brings down that one can be making like the Mekilim of 45 in order to daven like a mensch. Now this is not a gay on Shavuos, because Shavuos is Yontif, but making bracha on tefillin earlier is really leichter, because we hold a Lila's non-tefillin. and therefore, even though Chazal were Ikah the Bracha at night, the Ikah the Mitzvah at night, but to go ahead and use it early as month for Mishiyakir is much lighter. Mashenkin by Tzitzis, so then it's, you know, L'chayr one should pretty much be Machber to wait till late as month. You should go Sek Seka, it's a big idea, Balayla maybe, but Al Koponim, one should be careful with the Zman of Mishiyakir. The last thing I wanted to discuss was Rav Moshe's tshuva about standing by the Aseres Adiris. There are those of the Minik Ha'olam Kipshuta is that even those who don't stand by the whole Kriyas HaTorah stand by Aseres Adiris. And there are those of Mefakfek from Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara and Brachas says that somebody who is that they wanted to go ahead and be Mesakin Aseres Adiris and Kriyas Shema, but they didn't because of Taruvas Aminim. Because the Minim, Rabbi Korsen would say, it's the only Torah B'nai Shemaim, and the rest of the Torah is not really B'nai Shemaim, and therefore we're giving too much credence to it. So therefore, it's not Kedai to go ahead and to pull it out, because it can be bali day, terrible things. So the Shaila is, if we stand for Aseres Adiris, and the rest of Kriyas Torah we don't stand for, so B'chayra, we're rating on the same Olam, and we're creating the same situation. That's what the Shaila is. And the Shaila, Rav Moshe wants to say two svaras that why one could stand for Aseres Adiris, which Rav Moshe doesn't like either. One reason he says, well, there's a very geshmak etam, that you do it in order, because to show that we're standing by Asinai, like Klai Yisrael can accept the Torah with Eima, Yira, Rez, Ozea. Rav Moshe says, what do you mean? That you need to go say Aseres Adiris every morning by Kriyas Shema is also a very good reason. That Aseres Adiris, that we should know, that the Yisrael is a Buddha, like we heard straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first difference, the Sar Rishainis. The second Taina, which he Taina, the Shail Taina, was that, well, we're gonna lean further. We're not only laying Sar Dibbis, but it's also not a Taina, because Kriyashma also is three of the parts of Kriyashma. So basically, Ramesha wants a Taina that the Pshat of the Gemara is not that they decided not to do it because of that, but rather the Pshat of the Gemara is Lakert, that it really was part of Kriyashma, and they pulled it out because the Abikursa made trouble. They want to reinstitute it, and because once the Minim were gone, so then, once they pulled it out, they held that it's not Kedai to change things. But that's only what's Negei at the time, which they actually had problems with, and they actually pulled it out. To go make more Chashashas, of more Dinim, that is not Pshat the Gemara. If you learn the Pshat the Gemara, they wanted to do it, but they grounded didn't, because of this. So then maybe we should learn from the Gemara, that we shouldn't do certain things because of Chashashas. But that's not Pshat the Gemara. The Pshat the Gemara, Major says, is he's back from the Gemara, that they it was in and they pulled it out. So once they pulled it out, Lamaisa, we're not going to go ahead and put it back in. And just two more Nikudas. That first one, Rashi points out that if you, for one person, wants to be very firm and not stand up, so there's no point in doing that, because the whole city was standing up. So any medium who are going to go ahead and make a tumult, they're not going to make a tumult, you know, less because you do stand up, you don't stand up, the whole city stands up, so you might as well stand up also. Because if the halacha would be the whole tzibur shouldn't stand up, okay, so the whole tzibur shouldn't stand up, very nice. But now that the halacha tzibur is allowed to stand up, there's no point in being frum, because you're not going to stop your tarubus aminim, besides the halacha of leishanim, de machlekes. He says, if a person wants to be zoyer, so that he can stand at the beginning of the aliyah, so then he's not going to seem like he's personally standing up for the aseres adiris. Okay, so everyone should have a good yontif, and there should be negeh. Shezachinu l'sada reise, kach nizkalaseisa.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.